This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Campaigning has picked up for assembly elections in Assam, Puducherry, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. With just 4 days remaining for the election campaigning in Kerala, senior national leaders, including Prime Minister, are reaching the state for campaigning. More from our correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend an NDA public meeting in Tiruvalla in Kerala this afternoon at 3 p.m. Following the event, Sri Narendra Modi will travel to Thiruvananthapuram, where he will participate in an NDA roadshow from Kidlipalam to Karamana. Senior Congress leader and leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, will take part in UDF campaign at Alappuzha today. He will also attend campaign programs in Kochi and Kuttanadu. Meanwhile, CPM General Secretary M.A. Baby will participate in LDF campaign events in Kottayam district today. Sri M.A. Baby is also scheduled to attend the LDF programs in Thiruvananthapuram tomorrow. Several union ministers, chief ministers, state ministers and other national leaders are also actively campaigning across various districts in Kerala, taking part in public meetings and roadshows today and tomorrow. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
In Tamil Nadu elections, nominations will end on Monday. Scrutiny of nomination papers will be carried out on the 7th and the last day of withdrawal of nominations will be on the 9th of this month. In the single-phased elections, polling will be held on the 23rd of this month. Electioneering is gaining momentum in the state. Leaders of political parties are touring the state with roadshows and public rallies. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, Election Commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi have directed the top officials of West Bengal to ensure free, fair, transparent and impartial assembly elections. In a statement, the Election Commission said, electors must have no fear and the elections should be free from violence, intimidation and inducement. The Election Commission of India has ordered the immediate withdrawal of state-provided security cover for politicians and individuals facing criminal charges in West Bengal. The directive issued to the district magistrates also asked them to assess rank and threat perception, making them ineligible for such protection. Officials say the move is aimed at preventing misuse of government security, which in some cases was allegedly being used to intimidate voters. A court in Malda has ordered 14 days police custody of Mufakkirul Islam and 6 days police custody of Akramul Bagni, prime accused in the Kalia Chowk incident in Malda in West Bengal. Both were arrested for allegedly instigating the mob that gave out the BTO office. 9 members of a single family lost their lives after a car fell into a well at Dindori in Nashik district of Maharashtra last night. The accident occurred when the family was returning after attending a private coaching class gathering. Their vehicle reportedly plunged into a well located in a farm near a function hall in the area. At least 8 people were killed in central Afghanistan when a powerful 5.9 magnitude earthquake struck the Hindu Kush region last night, shaking different parts of Afghanistan. The tremors, which lasted a few seconds, were also felt in North India, including Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab and Haryana. U.S. President Donald Trump has asserted that shooting down of U.S. military jets will have no bearing on diplomatic discussions with Iran. According to media reports, President Trump dismissed the notion that the event would impede negotiations with Iran. These remarks represent his first public response to the loss of American planes during the hostilities, occurring as combat actions and diplomatic initiatives proceed simultaneously. The first plane, a 2-seater US F-15E jet, was shot down by Iranian fire, officials in both countries said. On to sports now. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Chennai Super Kings by 5 wickets in Chennai last night. Chasing a victory target of 210 runs, Punjab Kings overhauled the score for the loss of 5 wickets in 18.4 overs. Today, Delhi Capitals will take on Mumbai Indians in Delhi. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. In another match, Gujarat Titans will face Rajasthan Royals in Ahmedabad. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.